Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another installment of Health Centering on the Radio. We are brought to you, as always, by our friends and partners at Fulton County Health Center. It's great to have you with us, and always a pleasure to welcome a doctor into our Buck studio here today. He is Dr. Kirk Davis, one of the members of the practice at FCHC Orthopedics. Dr. Davis, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. It's great to see you here. We want to talk about orthopedics today. Before we do that, just a little about your journey and how you ended up at Fulton County Health Center.
So I've been in practice for 26 years in Northwest Ohio, mainly in, you know, Lucas County, Toledo area. I had an opportunity to join an established practice here at FCHC Orthopedics with Dr. Dan McKernan, who established the practice approximately 30 years ago and has really been a leader in the area. And also Dr. Chris Spielis, who was one of our local guys who've been here for over 20 years with a great reputation. I actually knew Chris when we were residents and we were working together at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. So I've known him for over 30 years and respected him for a long period of time. So about 4 years ago, I was fortunate enough that they welcomed me into their practice. And since then, I've never had better partners.
Fantastic. Well, there's several things I want to talk about today, but I want to start with this. So there's four of you.
Correct.
In the practice there.
Yes. We've recently added Scott Deering, who was an orthopedic surgeon in practice at Bowling Green. He did take care of Bowling Green State University Athletics for a long period of time, and he's recently joined us. So four is kind of the perfect number for us.
You had mentioned to me before we came in the air here today that in the 26 years you've been doing this, this is the best group you've worked with.
Oh, 100%. We, you know, work together. We share each other's ideas. We assist each other, you know, when needed. Our call coverage and patient coverage is great. I think we always put the patients first, and I'm lucky to have partners who are willing to do that.
That's terrific. So let's talk about some of the procedures you're doing there. Let's start with some of the new things maybe that folks may not know about.
Yeah, interestingly, we really do a lot of cutting-edge orthopedics that's not even done in some of the bigger areas. So recently, one of my partners and myself have conquered doing ultrasound-assisted carpal tunnel releases and also ultrasound-assisted trigger finger releases. So we use a ultrasound machine to view instead of making big incisions. We can make literally small quarter-inch incisions with the guidance of an ultrasound to do a carpal tunnel release or to do a trigger finger release. And I believe we're probably only one of two centers in Northwest Ohio that does that procedure.
And this is something that a lot of folks are dealing with.
It is. And, you know, the procedure at least allows a smaller incision, quicker recovery, faster return to work, less discomfort. It can be done under a local anesthetic where we just numb the area. So it's not even done in the operating room. We do it in radiology. You can actually drive yourself to the procedure and drive yourself home afterwards. And we've had people go back to work as soon as the next day.
Wow.
Interestingly, in the last couple weeks, I've had two of the people who had one wrist done. They were so happy they wanted the other one done just several weeks later. So within 3 weeks, they had both carpal tunnels released and back to work.
So the less invasive procedure has to be quite popular with the patient.
Yes, certainly. And less discomfort, quicker recovery, anything that is tissue sparing certainly is to our advantage.
So in the 26 years you've been in orthopedics, let's talk about maybe some of the changes that you've seen, because I have to imagine it's pretty amazing.
Well, certainly technology is just amazing. You know, I think all of us enjoy keeping up on technology, so we love to be on the cutting edge. We do robotic total knee replacements at FCHC, which we do a good share. We actually, the brand of robot that we have, we do as many robotic total knee replacements as the Detroit metro area does with that brand. So we have a lot of experience in cutting edge technologies such as robotic total knee replacement.
And you have a background in many years in practicing the sports medicine end of it. I want to talk about that a little bit, because FCHC Orthopedics is renowned as just a tremendous place to get these procedures done. Let's talk about the sports medicine a little bit.
Yes. Three of us were trained in after our orthopedic residency in additional year in sports medicine, and the other individual worked in the military setting where there's a lot of sports also. So we have a lot of experience in sports medicine. We do enjoy taking care of all the local athletes. It's fun to see them back on the playing field and successful after that. Interestingly, we are offering something called the BEAR procedure, which is B-E-A-R, which is bridge-enhanced ACL repair. So when you tear your ACL, traditionally, we have to use a graft to reconstruct the ACL, make a new ACL. But now we can actually use part of the patient's blood, actually sew the ACL and repair their own ACL, and we use a collagen sponge, which kind of enhances the healing. And it may not be a procedure for everyone with an ACL tear, but it certainly, again, we're one of several people in Northwest Ohio that provide that procedure.
You know, it seems like we have, over the years, just seen so many ACL injuries for folks. Why is that so? I mean, it just seems football, basketball, you name the sport, skiing. My wife tore her ACL skiing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What is it with the anterior cruciate ligament? What's the story?
Certainly, we're becoming more active. You know, more people are participating in sports. You know, after Title IX, you know, the female participation in sports is amazing. You know, some of their anatomy predisposes them to having ACL tears. So their actually rate of having an ACL tear may be higher than in men's sports. And then men's sports, some of those tend to be more contact injuries. So that kind of brings the numbers up in that. So increased patient activity and increased intensity, just like anything, the players are bigger, faster, stronger. You know, the surfaces have more contact and grip, and the injuries tend to be a little higher in higher energy.
Dr. Kirk Davis is our guest. I want to ask one other question about ACL repair. In the 26 years that you have been practicing, have you seen recovery time change?
Certainly. Unfortunately, it's a long recovery. Still, it's a long recovery. At times, we tried to get people back too fast, I think, in the past. So our time for recovery, you know, is really almost a year. The repairs may be a little bit faster. Initially, we thought they were going to be a slower recovery. We don't have the magic yet to biology, but certainly there's things that we can do to enhance the biology and the speed of healing.
Yeah.
One of the bigger things is just the physical therapy, and we have a great physical therapy department. Just the intensity of the therapy and the aggressiveness of the therapy has certainly sped up the recovery process.
Very interesting. So we're talking a little about sports medicine there. Let's talk about some of the other procedures that you're doing outside of the realm of sports, things like hip replacement. I know you do a handful of these.
Yes, yes. actually, that's what I just came here from. I did mention robotic total knees, which may be the biggest procedure that we do. As we all become older, arthritic, but still want to maintain our activity level, and we don't want to give up on life. We want to be active. So certainly total knees. We also do a fair share of total hip replacements. We also offer what we call direct anterior hip replacements, which is a different approach to hip replacements from traditional approaches. We approach it from the front of the hip. We separate muscles more than cut muscles. So that actually has really improved the speed of recovery and the discomfort after surgery.
Wow. Just amazing. And it's kind of wild to sit here across from you and hear, say, you just came from doing a procedure. That just blows my mind. I mean, here you are, we're doing a radio interview. You just got done doing a procedure today. How many, in a typical day, how many procedures do you do?
So anywhere roughly 3 to maybe 5 procedures. We all operate usually 2 days a week, and we're in the office the other 2 days a week seeing patients. So it's about 50% time in the office, 50% time in the OR.
Wow. Talk to us about maybe warning signs that folks ought to be paying attention to, be it knees, hip, whatever the situation. Do you see that people wait too long before coming in and getting looked at?
I think that in this area, we have a lot of tough people, and you know, I'm lucky taking care of them because they're a blessing to take care of. They're eager to get better, but certainly they don't rush in here. And sometimes those people have the most to gain, but certainly what you don't want to sacrifice is your quality of life. So if you're having difficulties sleeping because of hip or knee or shoulder pain, if you're having difficulties putting your shoes or socks on, tying your shoes or socks, getting in and out of the car, you know, standing in lines, walking distances, you're starting to give up on going to your grandkids' softball or baseball games because the uneven parking lots get to you. You know, certainly the nice thing now that we haven't always had over the last 30 to 50 years is we can improve your quality of life. You don't have to wait until your quality of life is to a point where you're sacrificing things, where you're not going to Sauter Village with the grandkids or to the zoo or to Cedar Point. You certainly can still be active well into our advanced years.
And I know every situation and every patient is different, but in a general sense, let's just pretend I need a hip replacement. How quickly after procedure am I going to be up walking around?
About an hour afterwards, maybe a little bit longer. A lot of these procedures, even pre-COVID, you would be in the hospital for 3 nights. COVID's changed a lot of those things. A lot of these are done as outpatients. So we do many total knee replacements and total hip replacements where the patients go home the same day. So you're up walking usually within an hour. You'll see a physical therapist usually twice before discharge. You'll learn how to do stairs, how to use a walker, how to get in and out of bed, how to do things safely. But many people are up within several hours and home the same day.
Wow. And for people who are wondering, well, I wonder how much they have to do with the physical therapy and the occupational therapy. You're certainly watching this closely because you want the people that you've done the procedure on to get great physical therapy. And obviously at FCHC, really strong reputation with that too.
Yeah, we have several physical therapy locations. We have direct communication with the physical therapist. You know, we're all a team. And like I said, I'm lucky to have a great team of three other partners. We also have three advanced practice providers, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants, Carrie Ann Baden, Lindsay Short, and Kristen Hugg, who are in our office. So the nice thing is there's a lot of good communications back and forth between therapy, between the advanced practice providers, and we have an excellent staff. So it's been a pleasure to work in that facility for sure.
All right. It's great having you here, Dr. Davis, and I'd love to get you back in here, ask more questions. I have a couple of minutes left here. And I want to ask you a specific question because I have friends who say things like, you know, my hips really bother me. Or I have buddies I'm golfing with. They're saying, I got to get this hip looked at. What would you say to somebody that says, now I'm not just talking about hips, maybe it's a knee, whatever the case is, that thinks they need to get it looked at? What's your advice?
Well, certainly, like I said, you don't need to sacrifice your golf game or your quality of life. Yeah. You know, the first step is not surgery. You know, the first step is obviously an evaluation, often x-rays, and most people end up with conservative treatment, whether that is physical therapy, anti-inflammatories, pain medications, bracing, injections. So most people don't end up with surgery. Probably maybe 20% of the population that
we
see do.
Interesting.
So just because you hurt doesn't mean you have to have surgery, and it doesn't mean that we can't help you get better.
But get it looked at.
Get it looked at. Give us a call.
Yeah, fantastic. Dr. Kirk Davis is with us. He's one of the four specialists at FCHC Orthopedics. And I know you guys have a tremendous website. If folks are wanting to check you out, I know they can do that at FultonCountyHealthCenter.org, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And as far as office is concerned, they can contact your office directly, that sort of thing?
That is correct.
All right. Listen, we are so grateful to have you here at FCHC, first of all. Appreciate you coming out to the radio station here and talking with us. Anything you want to leave us with at all?
No, we just appreciate the community. We're here to serve them. And certainly give us a call. We try to get people in the next day if possible. And we're here to care for you.
And I know you really make an effort at getting people in right away. I have some friends that work there with you. And I know that's something you pride yourselves in. So.
Well, certainly when you hurt, you don't want to wait.
Right on. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for what you're doing and all the docs at FCHC Orthopedics. And we hope to come back and do this again, will you?
Oh, I'd love to. It was very enjoyable.
Well, thank you. Our program is Health Centering on the Radio, brought to you by our friends and partners at Fulton County Health Center. Again, on the World Wide Web at fultoncountyhealthcenter.org. Thanks for listening.